It's a sunny day in Brooklyn, and Marivet Alisea is cooking up a grilled cheese sandwich at a food truck she's been working for since last year. This isn't your grandma's grilled cheese, unless your grandma's a Brooklyn hipster. The recipe calls for bread, cheese, pesto, and maple syrup. It all makes for a nice, greasy lunch.
It gets a little messy, but it's so worth it.
This restaurant on wheels is called Snow Day. It serves French-Canadian dishes, and it's one of about 100 artisanal food trucks in New York City. But this one, which turned a year old last month, is unique. It's the main project of a nonprofit that hires young men and women who have previously spent time in jail, or even in prison. Marivet Alisea, 25, is one of them.
I was locked up. I went to jail for 18 months, and, you know, I did bad things, you know, when I was younger.
Alisea was arrested for dealing drugs, something she did to support her own habit. Now she lives in subsidized housing and works a second day job as well. She hopes to save up enough to rent her own apartment. Before working for Snow Day, Alisea says she kept getting turned down at job interviews because of her criminal record.
They don't call you back, or the interview didn't go well, or they mention about the felony, and it's hard to explain, like, why you have the felony, and I have a hard time talking to people as it is, and to explain that, it was hard.
Jordan Lexton is 29. She started the nonprofit behind the food truck in 2012. It's called Drive Change. And the idea came to her while teaching English to teenagers in an infamous New York jail complex.
There was a culinary arts class at one of the facilities, and it was really there that I saw a lot of the youth I was working with were thriving. They were able to be creative. They could demonstrate a little bit more like ingenuity, and I saw self-esteem and discipline and focus.
Inspiration for the menu came during a trip to Canada, where Lexton dug into some sugar on snow, a treat made of hot maple syrup poured on snow or shaved ice. And she wanted to make it a truck for the possibilities opened up just by having a set of wheels.
I love the idea of a food truck because I thought that the mobility of what we were doing was really essential. Being able to get out there and connect with different communities, raise awareness about injustice inside the criminal justice system, but really have these moments of interaction and shared meals.
Roy Waterman soon jumped in. He himself spent more than 10 years and every single day of his 20s in prison. Once he got out, he wanted to make a difference for young people on the other side.
When she told me what she's trying to do, I told her we was going to make history by changing the world with this, because formerly incarcerated young people need another outlet. And a lot of people who are incarcerated look at culinary arts as an outlet.
Those outlets are especially important in New York's tough judicial system. 16 and 17-year-olds are automatically tried as adults and sent to prisons if convicted. Only one other state in the U.S. does the same. And advocates are hoping that New York will make a progressive change before the end of the legislative session in June. Some politicians, including the state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, are on their side.
Any expectation that you're going to put a 16 or a 17-year-old in a state prison and you're going to rehabilitate them, or you're going to teach them, or they're going to come out better than they went in is wholly unrealistic.
Numerous studies back Cuomo's words. Young people don't do well in adult prisons, to say the least. They're more likely to be beaten by staff, to suffer sexual assault, and even to commit suicide within prison walls. Gabrielle Horowitz-Prisco is a director at the Correctional Association of New York, a nonprofit with the authority to inspect state prisons.
Adult prisons are no place for kids. We know firsthand from going inside that kids in adult prisons are at grave risk, that they often report abuse and violence against them.
A recent paper found that youths who spend time in prison are 22% more likely to do so again as adults. And a study in the 90s compared juvenile justice in New Jersey and New York specifically. The author reported that recidivism was much lower for adolescents sentenced in juvenile court.
And that's just one of many studies that show when you prosecute kids as adults, violence and recidivism increase rather than decrease. It is a counterproductive policy from a safety perspective.
While the slow cycle of legal change continues, Snow Day helps employees stay on the right track.
So my name is Darius Jones. I'm an employee for Snow Day. I'm a new manager.
He got promoted a few weeks ago, and he's been with Snow Day since the beginning. He's 23.
I say I love working here. I love money. I love jobs. As long as Jordan keep me here, as long as I do what I got to do, I'm good, and she good.
Jones spent a few months in jail on Rikers Island in New York City, where Lexton used to teach. An investigation by a government attorney called Rikers a broken institution. Jones's conviction happened on an assault charge, though Jones says he never threw a punch. Friends of his, Jones says he used to be in a gang, beat someone up on his behalf, even though he didn't ask for it. The victim's dad happened to be a cop. Just like his co-worker, Marivet Alisea, Jones says working at the truck has helped him turn his life around. In fact, he and a colleague are hoping to open up a truck of their own in the future.
After this organization, I'm going to start my own food truck. And it's going to be me and my boy Jaquel that's in there.
The product, chicken wings.
Honey wings, hot wings, barbecue, like different types.
Jones says working with Snow Day helped him make connections with farmers who could provide the poultry. He says life after his stint in jail is all about being proactive but cautious.
How can I say it? It's like crossing the street now. It's like it's going to be there. It is what it is. Like either you cross that street or you just stand there and wait for the cars to go by and you're just waiting it forever. But I don't choose to wait. Like I choose to just keep moving and like, you know, look where I'm going because I'm old enough to know my wrongs and my rights.
Crossing the street, as Jones puts it, isn't easy in New York. But Drive Change has been there to help. And the nonprofit's founder hopes to open a food truck garage in the future for other trucks willing to pay some rent and take reformed youths on board, whether state law changes or not. For DW, this is Pierre Bien-Aimé in New York City.